this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister plans to leave office. Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down amid reports of his growing differences with Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 28 civilians were killed Thursday in an airstrike on a refugee camp in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The group's director says he doesn't know if the attacking planes were Syrian or Russian. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there's no justifiable excuse for an airstrike targeting innocent civilians. Russia's Mariinsky Orchestra staged a classical music concert Thursday in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra. Renowned Russian conductor Valery Gergiev, a close associate of President Vladimir Putin, led the performance. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says U.S. warships have stopped accompanying U.S. and British-flagged commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. The decision follows a threat by Iran to close the waterways to U.S. and allied vessels. Iran's naval commander announced last week that his country would hold maneuvers in the Gulf. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, the country's top elected Republican, says he is not ready to support his party's presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump. Trump later quipped that he was not ready to support Ryan's agenda. According to the Wall Street Journal, only 12 of the 300 Republicans serving in the House and the Senate, and only 3 of the 31 Republican governors have endorsed Trump. Trump will not be getting any endorsements from the last two men the party sent to the White House. An aide says George W. Bush does not plan to participate in or comment on this year's race. A spokesman for Mr. Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, said simply the elder former president is retired from politics. Britons went to the polls Thursday to vote in local, so-called Super Thursday elections. Counting is underway. London could be getting its first Muslim mayor. A U.S. rights group says a prisoner held in China since the 1989 Tiananmen Square uprising may be released this October. Miao Dexun is a 25-year-old factory worker from Hebei province at the time of the pro-democracy demonstrations and military crackdown. The Duihua Foundation says Miao was the last known person involved in those events, still in jail. The 7th Congress of North Korea's ruling Workers' Party is set to begin on Friday, its first in 36 years. The Congress is likely to last several days. In the past, the event drew many delegates from around the world. Leader Kim Jong-un is expected to make major policy announcements during the gathering. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad warned Thursday the country faces bankruptcy because of an ongoing scandal with the state-owned 1MDB fund. He said any defaults by the government-owned company would affect Malaysia's creditworthiness and prevent the government from borrowing in the market. Rescue workers in Kenya's capital have pulled 3 more survivors from the ruins of an apartment building that collapsed nearly a week ago. That brings to 4 the number of people found alive Thursday in the rubble. More Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week than was expected, although the underlying trend still points to declining jobless claims and a strengthening labor market. The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday initial claims for unemployment jumped during the week ending April 30th. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is banning the sale of e-cigarettes and some other tobacco products to people under the age of 18 for the first time. The action is designed to prevent a new generation from becoming addicted to nicotine. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.